Now I am to speak in Bengali. There are many, some devotees here from the West. They don't understand Bengali. It is difficult to speak English in this meeting. So somebody will interpret. Supreme Lord is there in the heart of all. Without the desire of Supreme Lord, even the leaf of a tree cannot move. So, for my own eternal welfare, I would like to speak Harikatha. Now, I am not speaking Harikatha, delivering lecture every day, but on some occasions, auspicious days, the devotees, they allow me to speak. And everywhere I say, our Calcutta Math has one speciality, that if there is some special festival, like Janmashtami or Jhulan festival or Radhashtami Tithi or Annakoot, there are many devotees in the mat. But if there is no such auspicious day, but the hall is packed with devotees, then you don't need to see the Vaishnav calendar. You should understand that today is Ekadashi. The devotees here, they have planned like this, that for us it is difficult to come to the mat every day. So many difficulties they have. So they have decided that once in 15 days we will come, and in doing devotion in Ekadashi, getting more benefit. Job of 15 days, benefit of 15 days, we will get in one day. Ekadashi we can observe at home also. That also has more benefit than doing devotion on ordinary days. But if we do observe Ekadashi in the holy dham, then it has many times more benefit. And where the devotees, they are singing the glories of Supreme Lord, worshipping Supreme Lord, that is also Dham. Our most revered Gurudev, manifestation of grace incarnate form of Supreme Lord, He has installed the deities here. It seems that this Calcutta Math is part of Kalighat, Calcutta, West Bengal. But Supreme Lord's appearance, the place of appearance of Supreme Lord is transcendental. Supreme Lord, when we go to Vrindavan, with the false egos, if we go to Vrindavan, then the Vrindavan Dham, we will not get the touch of actual Vrindavan Dham. We will say, oh, better than this, Delhi or London is better than this Vrindavan. This is not clean, so dirty, this and that. So many things we will say. The Dham is transcendental. The form of Supreme Lord is also transcendental. Everything is transcendental there. By this material body we cannot enter into the transcendental realm. It is impossible. Similarly, here where the personal associates of Supreme Lord have installed their deities and performed bhajan here, this here also we cannot enter in with material ego in this realm. This is not a part of Calcutta. We see by our material eyes like that. This is also the Dham. If we observe the Ekadashi Virat here correctly, then millions times more benefit we will get. So the devotees who are here from so many distant places, they have come. Why they have come? Because they think less time, less energy, more profit, like in economics. Less time, less energy, more profit. The devotees, they have planning like that. They cannot come every day, so on Ekadashi they come and get many times more benefit. But now I am in such condition, being in the mud, I am also in such condition. Being here also, I am not coming every day. So, on Ekadashi today I am here. So, why? So that we will come in Ekadashi, we will have darshan of devotees, we will hear Harikatha, and 15 days benefit we will get in one day. Now this is also applicable to me also. Today is Kamika Ekadashi.
This lunar day
Ekadashi
is dear most
dearest of Sri Hari. This Ekadashi, dearest.
If we observe, if we do bhajan, today, then millions times more benefit we will get. What are the glories of this Kamika Ekadashi? What is written?
Evidence
from Brahma Vaivarta Purana.
Krishna Yudhishthir Samvad.
Conversation of Krishna and Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj asks to Krishna, what is the glory of this Kamika Ekadashi? And now here Krishna gives teaching. He did not speak his own words, his own teaching. Krishna is teaching here, when you are to do kirtan, speaking harikatha, instead of speaking your own thoughts, you speak the teachings of Guru Varga and personal associates of Supreme Lord and the scriptures. Only when we will have heard correctly, only then we will be able to speak. If Shravan, hearing, is not correctly done, then you will not be able to speak also. So Krishna says here that about this Ekadashi Tithi, it is written in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Krishna says that Brahma spoke to Narad about this Ekadashi. That I will recite. Now Krishna narrates that Narad Goswami asked to Brahmaji, what are the glories of this Kamika Ekadashi? Narada Goswami asked this in this Shravan month, in the Krishna Ekadashi, what is the name of its Ekadashi and what are its glories? And what are its glories? And who is the presiding deity of this Ekadashi? Then Brahmaji, also speaking from a Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Brahmaji says the name of this Ekadashi is Kamika Ekadashi, and somewhere it is written Kamada Ekadashi also. This Kamika Ekadashi. In this Kamika Ekadashi or Kamada Ekadashi, whatever, its glories are that if this Ekadashi is observed, or this Ekadashi, its glories, if they are heard, if its glories are heard, then you get the fruit benefit of Samvedya Yagya, the sacrifice Samvedya Yagya. Now Yagya is in Karma Kanda. So you get the benefit of that Yagya. And further it is said, all tirthas, holy places, you get the benefit of taking bath in all the holy sacred tirthas, holy places, like Gaya, Kashi, all the places, holy places. You get the benefit of taking bath in all the sacred places. If you worship Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan, on this day, Kamika Ekadashi. So those who observe these, take these baths in the holy places, for them this incentive is given. that if we observe this Vishnu Narayan worship, if we do worship Narayan in this Ekadashi, then we will get that benefit. So they are being given the incentive. Even it is said in Kedarnath, the benefit. There also, if the benefit that we get taking bath there, those benefits we get by observing this Ekadashi. Actually, worship of Krishna or Vishnu will bestow everything. All desires will be fulfilled. If there are material desires, then observing this Amika Ekadashi, what you will get? Doing Krishna worship of Krishna, like in the lotus flower, even remaining within the water, growing within water, it stays separate from water. Similarly, all sins will be separate from you, sins. And further it is written, in devotional practices to Vishnu, principle is, one important devotional practice is worship of Tulsi. So on this Ekadashi Tithi, if you have darshan of Tulsi, then all your sins will be destroyed. If you touch Tulsi on this Ekadashi, you get great pious benefits. And there, if you offer water to Tulsi, then there will be no fear from Yamiraj, the god of death, and all your diseases will go. Then what is the need to go to doctors? But we don't believe this. Go to Tulsi today and do Vandana, glorify Tulsi, then all your diseases will go away. The doctors, they will say that this will finish all our business. And if you offer water to Tulsi, then you will have no fear from the god of death. So glories of Tulsi are being narrated here. If you offer Tulsi to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, on this day, then Supreme Lord will be satisfied and everything, all your desires will be fulfilled. So in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, in other places also, the glories of Tulsi are mentioned. Tulsi means when Tulsi Devi appeared, she had no tulna. She was so beautiful. So that is why, because she has no tulna, means no comparison. So she was named Tulsi. On Kartik Purnima, Tulsi appeared. Why? She is in Vrindavan. Vrinda Devi appeared as Tulsi. But she appeared for the eternal welfare of the conditioned souls of this world. She appeared and performed some pastimes. Vrindadevi will be always with Krishna along with Radharani. And Vrindadevi once she performed separate pastimes with Krishna without Radharani, without shelter of Radharani. So Radharani cursed her that you go to this material realm. Only pastimes to fulfill some desire of Supreme Lord for the eternal welfare of the conditioned souls of this world. Then Tulsi fell to lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna said, whatever Radharani said will happen and you do accordingly, don't worry. When you will appear there, then there you will have contact with me as Narayan Murti, as majestic aspect. And she appeared as Tulsi. And she went for penance. She remembered all those pastimes. And she got Narayana. And being satisfied by her penance, Brahmaji appeared there. Or Narayan sent Brahma. Brahma appeared before her. And Brahma he blessed her. Don't worry. You will attain Narayan. And she told Brahmaji that I was cursed by Radharani. So now I am I have got birth as human in this material world as human being. Then Brahmaji blessed her that you will get association with Narayan. And that time in Vrindavan there was one Shankachur Danav, one demon. He was also cursed by Radharani to come in this. One Sakha of Krishna was cursed by Radharani to appear as Shankachur Danav demon in this material realm. And Tulsi in this material realm, she got married to that Shankachur Danav, the demon. Shankachur Danav is actually Sudama in Krishna Leela. Both are personal associates of Supreme Lord. And Shankachur Danav was so powerful demon, he forced all the demigods out of the heavens and he conquered the heavens. And the demigods, they went to Brahmaji to pray. And Brahmaji along with the demigods went to Shiv, Mahadev. And Mahadev along with all Brahmaji and all demigods went to Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord said, don't worry. Shankachur Danav had this blessing that when until the chastity of his or dignity of his wife Tulsi is not broken or destroyed, he cannot be killed. Then Supreme Lord said, don't worry, you start fighting battle with Shankachur Danav. As per instruction of Supreme Lord, they all started battle. And Supreme Lord Narayan went to Tulsi Devi in the form of Shankachur Danav as the demon, in the form of demon. So Tulsi thought it is her husband. And Supreme Lord associated with Tulsi Devi. And by that the desire of Tulsi Devi was also satisfied, and by that the Shankachur Danav, the demon, was also killed. And then Tulsi Devi, when she realized that it is not her husband, it is somebody else, she cursed him, "You become a stone." And then Narayan appeared and he said, "All right, I'll become a stone, like a stone, not to worry." I will become, take the form of Shaligram, and your body will be the Gandaki river, and your hair will be the Tulsi plant. And without Tulsi leaves, I will not accept anything, any offering. I will be in your association. So like that, the glories of Tulsi were revealed. And here, now we should think about one thing. Karma, Gyan, Yog, all are there according to Adhikar, eligibility. Our Param Gurudev Nityalal Prabhishtha Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sisi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, why he introduced the Varnashram Dharma? The Sahajiyas, they say it is not appropriate for the devotees of Gauranga to observe Varnashram Dharma. Mahaprabhu says we are all servants of Supreme Lord. So all in Gopi Bhav, we are the servants of the servants of servants of Krishna. But Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also said this, that we are servants of the servants of servants of Supreme Lord. But along with that he says, observe Varnashram Dharma also. Because Vedi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti, Rupa Goswami says to Sanatana Goswami,
bhakti,
devotion, the eternal nature of the soul, you are not to borrow it from somebody. It is there within. It exists within,
always.
Like the magnet and the iron. Magnet attracts the iron, and iron is attracted by the magnet. It is natural. But sometimes when there is rust in the iron, then we do not see this. Like that,
Krishna
is attracting all. Krishna is one who attracts all. He himself is attracted by himself. Even Narayan is attracted by the form of Krishna. But that we cannot see. Why? Because by misuse of our will, when we want to enjoy this world, then we are enveloped by the illusory energy of Supreme Lord.
রূপকম বিশ্বাস অসত চিন্তা অসত ভাব অসত
And by the misconception of self, all non-eternal desires, they come. It is bound to come. Non-eternal desires will definitely come when there is misconception of self. That is why in Padma Puran it is said, Smarta Tata Satata Vishnu. Means are justified by the end. If means is something else,
means is used as singular.
If end is something else, then means are also just wrong, not justified.
Upaya, upaya, uddeshya ki kharab baat.
If the purpose, if your target is wrong, then all your actions, all your means will also be wrong. Everything is bad then. Karma kand or gyan kand. This is said in one song. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda are only Vishay Bhanda, only bundle of material desires. Although in the scriptures they are mentioned giving incentives to worship Supreme Lord, but Vedvyas Muni also, when he made all arrangements, he wrote about all karmakanda, gyanakanda, all other arrangements to attain dharma, artha, kama and moksha. He did not get peace. He prayed to Narada Goswami, I have done for the welfare of the conditioned souls of this world, so much I have done. They want sense gratification, so I have written kama shastra. How to fulfill their desires? I have written so much. End should be correct. The purpose should be correct. To satisfy Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and nothing else. We are from Krishna, by Krishna, we in Krishna. We are to live for Krishna only.
Supreme Lord is the only enjoyer and master.
Supreme Lord is the only enjoyer and master. We are not even the master of our own bodies. Supreme Lord is the master of our physical body, subtle body, our soul, real self, everything. Supreme Lord is the master and owner. Everything belongs to Him. Now it is said in the Purans, always you have to remember Vishnu. By mind there is bondage, by mind there is emancipation. If I do bhajan, if I perform devotion with some other motive, some ulterior desire, with some other purpose, then all devotional practice will also will be karma, not bhakti. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga is there. But those who are have material desires, who do actions for material benefits, they are eligible for Karma Yoga. And those who are free from material desires, who want emancipation or mukti, they are eligible for Jnana Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? Who is eligible for Bhakti Yoga? By previous impressions of good deeds, previous sukriti, by sadhu sangha, one who has shraddha, whose life is for Supreme Lord, he is eligible for bhakti, bhakti yoga. So we are not to become karmis, enjoyers like karmis, or renouncers like jnanis. Bhog is also not good, and tyag is also not good. As we are not to enjoy, we are not to renounce. When I was at home, my father used to tell me, Gita means tyag, Gita tyagi, Gita means renunciation. And when I came here to the mat, and I heard from Param Pujya Vasudev Goswami Maharaj in one of his lectures, he said, you are to renounce enjoyment, propensity of enjoyment, and you are to renounce propensity of renunciation. And later on in his room, I asked, I am confused. I can understand we have to give up enjoyments, but I don't understand we have to give up renunciation. What is this? Then he explained to me, do you have anything, do you own anything that you will renounce or enjoy? Are you the owner or master of anything that you will have the right to enjoy or renounce? Human beings, by material law, they say in registration, oh, I am the owner of this land. But who is the owner of this land? Who is the owner of infinite Brahmandas, infinite material cosmos, Supreme Lord? We are only showing to be, posing to be the owners or masters. But we are actually not the owner. It is said, Krishna Bhajale Manava. If we do not perform Krishna Bhajan, then we will. We will have to repent later on. We have not brought anything with us, and we will not take anything with us after death. One day, all relations with this material world will be lost. You have got this human birth, so you should do Harinam, perform worship to Supreme Lord, and nothing else will go with you. Human birth we have got for worship of Supreme Lord and for nothing else. So the purpose should be correct, not to, you are to always remember Supreme Lord and never to forget. Ambarish Maharaj observed Ekadashi Tithi in Mathura Dham, and by that he satisfied Supreme Lord so much that the curse of Durvasa Rishi could not even touch him. Ambarish Maharaj, he is ideal character. He was the autocrat king of the whole world, but he had no attachment to any wealth. Do we have that capacity? Do we have that stamina? Ambarish Maharaj was cursed by Durvasa Rishi, and he gave up everything for that Durvasa Rishi. If I am slapped once, I want to slap twice in return. I want to retaliate. But see what Ambarish Maharaj did. That is why when Durvasa Rishi went to Brahmaji, Shivji and Narayan, they could not help him. Narayan said, my heart is with Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, when Durvasa Rishi left, he thought that I have committed offense to Durvasa Rishi, a sannyasi, I am a householder. He did not eat for 1 year, only he took water. And Durvasa Rishi prayed to Ambarish Maharaj to forgive him and to rescue him from the Sudarshan Chakra. Ambarish Maharaj prayed to Sudarshan Chakra, O Sudarshan Chakra, Durvasa Rishi has no fault, it is my fault, please forgive him. But Sudarshan Chakra is not leaving, forgiving Durvasa Rishi. And Ambarish Maharaj says, I give up all my pious deeds, you please forgive him in return of that. If we were in place of Ambarish Maharaj, we would have said, oh, Durvasa Rishi, now you have realized, now you have come to me to beg, now you are begging forgiveness from me, now you realize you have committed offense to me? We would say like that. So, all these benefits of observing Ekadashi, material benefits that are mentioned, they are actually not eternal. Only target should be satisfaction of Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, to get contact of Krishna. He is residing in our heart, he is seeing everything what we want. He will not give benefit according to our words.
Some words in English also being spoke.